Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Well, I'm just really encouraged as we're going to get to share about, you know, some abiding moments. And, you know, Pat, what's God laying on your heart, man?
Well, I was reading in Galatians this morning, and I know you guys probably don't have any issues with this at all. I mean, you guys are perfect.
Probably not.
But I was reading Galatians. Only you. It says, you, my brothers, you were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in your sinful nature. He says, rather, but serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself. And of course, you know, what jumped out to me was, you know, he says, you know, the entire law is summed up in this entire one thing, to love one another.
Wow.
You know, and I'm obviously...
What about the other stuff, Todd? The other things don't count.
I know, right? Come on. What about the other stuff I do?
Yeah, I work so hard for you. Yeah. These people just get in my way.
I know, right? I know. Anyway, we won't talk about him. He says, I love God, but man, these people I just can't stand. You know, and later on in that scripture, he talks about, you know, what the fruit of the Spirit is.
You don't say that. It's actually other people. You're quoting somebody else, right?
It was somebody else.
Yeah, okay.
It was somebody else.
And you love people.
Of course I love people.
He is more loving today than he was before he got saved. It's amazing, his transformation.
Yes,
I mean, if you knew how he didn't love before he was saved. A long story, won't go there.
Absolutely.
He's like,
one day we can. One day we can.
That's very good. We need to definitely take notes for that. We need to bring that up.
Yes, we did.
It's a beautiful transition.
Anyway.
Manya.
Oh my God.
Okay, back. Come back. Come back. Come
back. The testing of your faith. Perseverance. But, you know, of course, the fruit of the Spirit, obviously the main one is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
That's your resume, isn't it?
Of course.
Of course.
And Jesus says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you're my disciple if you love one another.
It's not your Jesus pen then.
No. And it's not a suggestion. He says this is a command.
What about if you have a bumper sticker and a Jesus pen? All right. What if you attend church, your church gathering like 20 times a week?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
You mean that you got to love? You got to love somebody?
It's
not the Jesus pen, man. I wasted all that money.
So obviously, you know, love is pretty important in God's kingdom. Yeah. He's very serious about it. Matter of fact, he says it's a command. It's not a suggestion.
Then he even says that he is love.
And he is love, correct.
So if we don't love, we don't God.
So, well, what is this love thing? You know, and I know what it is. You know, God tells you what it is. You know, he says it's love is patient. Am I patient?
That's John.
Although John's patient, he's got the gift.
He's very patient.
He was telling me about it this morning.
As he's saying, hurry up.
Love is kind.
Bullet points. Like, right. I'm just trying to put your eggs on the plate. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, right. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. Anyway, keeps no record of wrongs. Does not delight in evil.
Do you remember the time?
So, you know, I'm like, okay, God, I understand. I need to work on this because
Which one?
All of them. All of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And what it boils down to is, you know, love has nothing to do with self. It's not this ooey gooey feeling. It's actually a verb. It's something that you do.
Oh,
and it has nothing
wow.
to do with you, believe it or not.
Isn't that amazing?
Totally amazing.
Because this is one of the signs of the end days, that men will be lovers of themselves.
Absolutely.
Rather than lovers of others or lovers of God, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And wow. That their love will grow cold.
Cold when it comes to others.
That's right. And you know, I remember we talked about this a few weeks ago about we can get so caught up in our day-to-day lives that, you know, because we're so busy, we got this, I got that to do, and we forget about relationships and how important that is. But yet, God, I love you. Look what I'm doing. You know, all this stuff.
Check. Oh yeah, I love y'all. Check.
But love wasn't on the top of my list, apparently.
Right.
And God wasn't on top of your list?
It's the word of God. That's what it says.
It. Oh, we call it God it.
No, that's what the word of God it, not God.
Isn't he love?
Help me out. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and you're right. God is love, and we can't say we love God, but we don't love our brothers. God calls you a liar.
Yeah.
And
wow.
That's a pretty serious charge.
Being called a liar by God is huge.
And he said it several times. You know, it's a command. He even says it in 1 John. Mm. So, obviously, God's saying love to me, because I know that's obviously, it's not, I mean, I love, but it needs to be more of a priority. You know, you got to take the time, you got to put yourself aside. You know, and that's the only way it's going to happen is you got to be thinking about others other than yourself.
Yeah.
The two don't go together.
Yeah, part of the greatest form of love is focusing on the other person.
Exactly.
At the risk of forgetting about yourself.
Exactly. Mm. And that's what it takes.
Say. It does.
You can't be thinking about yourself and others too. They just don't mix.
And the part of healing me.
Is hearing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and just listening to somebody. And what's so cool is that the enemy tries to take that and put that as a low priority. And it's not that important. But once you put it where it really belongs, at the very top of God's priority, mm-hmm. You know, Jesus would come around and say, what can I do for you?
All right.
Yeah.
You know, and he would listen to them and they would share their pain. My daughter, myself, my son, you know, this is going on, that's going on. And he would move in that aspect of it.
Right. He was moved with compassion.
He was moved with compassion. And if we don't ever listen to someone, then we don't have compassion, because compassion is empathizing with somebody.
Right.
Feeling their pain, but then doing something about it. Mm-hmm. And what happens if we don't listen, then we just kind of like do something out of our head. This is what goes next. It's like, but you're not connecting with me. And, mm-hmm. and part of it's so cool though, because we can do it. It's just, we got to say everything else we thought was important is not as important as what we thought wasn't important.
All right. It's all about priorities.
And spending time with people, you know, putting your hand on somebody's shoulder and looking them in the eye. And saying what's going on, you know, taking them out to lunch, maybe.
Yeah.
Getting out of task mode.
Yeah. Flying up and visiting a friend up north, you know, doing something like right. love.
Or coming down to the beaches and the golf or something like that.
Yeah. You know?
I can't.
It's funny you're saying.
With all self-interest and love.
Right? Yeah, right.
I guess he's not going to take me to lunch.
I guess that's out of the question.
But, you know, it's amazing how we can not, you know, you're saying, you know, love is should be on the forefront. But it's amazing how these things open up to different areas. I was actually reading the word. And
I got to say something. You know, Chris is totally involved in what he's going to say. He's not even listening to us.
He's not even listening to us.
At his notes. he's nowhere near his mic. Like, he's going to say something, like he's involved in our conversation. I'm feeling kind of, you know, just a little unheard.
I'm not feeling love right now.
I'm not feeling the love right now. I wanted him to, you know.
Well, Chris,
I love you, man.
Okay. There you go. Check.
Check. Got it. I was reading in Psalms, and I thought this was really good. Psalms 19, verses 12 to 13. It says, "Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant from sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgressions." And it's like, wow, you know, case in point, could forgive me for not loving, you know, Lord, because you could get so caught up thinking that you're loving or you're doing things the right way, the way God wants you to do them. And you realize when you really, you know, take a view of your life and in your heart, you realize, wait a second, where is love? And it just really underscores the importance of what we've been talking about for a long time on the radio program, which is an abiding relationship with the Lord. And the importance for the church as family. You know what I'm saying? Who can discern his errors? Jeremiah says, 17:9, that our heart's deceitfully wicked. No man can know it. But as believers, we're called to grow in God. Right. We're called to have a relationship with the Lord. We're called to grow in maturity. We're not supposed to be stagnant and just, humdrum or lukewarm.
Right.
We're supposed to be hot for God and grow with God.
Right.
And you think about it, only 19% are actually reading the Word of God.
Yeah.
How are they ever going to discern their errors?
Right. Only 3% of those are concerned about what it actually says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all according to George Barna. Yeah. When you think about even the Lord, when he taught us how to pray, he says, "And Lord, forgive everyone else." No, he says, "Lord," he says, "This is how we're supposed to pray. Lord, forgive me. Like I forgive others.
That's right.
Think about that. Lord, love me the way I love others. And it quite often is, you know, that we perceive God loves us the way we love others. But he loves us despite us. But we define his love by how we love. That makes sense? You know, how we think, oh, if we think that, we think through our own mind. We're using our own mind as a mold of God's love. And it's like, no, he is love. He's awesome. And you know, before, while we were yet sinners, he loved us. So, but we define, I mean, you can have a parent that's loving a child, but the child says, I don't feel love. It's like, you know, what else can we do? I mean, you know, and you're pouring everything in your children, but they can perceive it. They can believe a lie. Yep. And we can believe a lie about that. And yeah, it's good, man. Love.
Very important.
So we'll just be watching you walk this out and we're excited about it. And I'm sure there's some listeners out there, you know, that, so I guess that means instead of saying come to the north, they're going to send a ticket down to bring me up.
Right.
And I'm just looking for that's what we're all looking for is love, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't know the Lord. We were looking to find fulfillment in anything and everything. I mean, even in drugs, right?
Right.
Okay, Chris came to the mic for that one there.
He woke up.
So, I mean, think about it. So, I mean, what's God laying on your heart, John? I mean, that's awesome, Pat, you know, what you're sharing there, and it's so true. And we all need help in that, in those areas. And as long as we're here on this earth, we're going to be challenged in the fruit of the Spirit.
That's right.
In love, you know. And, you know, love keeps no records of wrongs. And that includes, by the way, keeping no records of your own wrongs. Because if you've asked God to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, he does it. And so part of loving God is letting go of what he let go of.
Sometimes it's even harder at times.
Yeah. But part of loving God is trusting his word to be true.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and sometimes, and a lot of times, people are not hating on you. They're hating on themselves, and you're just getting caught in a downwind of their self-hate.
Right.
And they're not, you know, they're just hating themselves. They're, you know, self-haters. And if we're made in the image and the likeness of God, and God, if we've made things right with the Lord, then we got to say, it's right. I'm going to live my life as a forgiven forgiven man, forgiven woman, and I'm in right standing with God, and walk around with your head up and your shoulders up and confident in faith that God has set you free.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can religious material be shared at a senior center? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
We have picked up the Purpose Driven Life book, and we've been going through that for the last several months. The director came in and asked us if we were what we were doing, and we just shared that we have this book and we're going through it and discussing it. And she made a comment that we can't have this religious material in this senior center.
Oh, that's absolutely incorrect. We have litigated those cases. These government-funded senior centers are a great place for senior citizens to get together, to have Bible studies and things like that. And it is not legal to suppress the Bible study. So you're clearly within your rights. Let me get you in touch, Norm, with our lawyers here at the ACLJ. We'll assign someone to help you right away. This is an important issue for us, so you hang on the line, and we're going to get you some help.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
We are so excited about being able to encourage you, to be able to encourage you here on your journey. Think about it. Keeping the conversation light. That's what he commanded us. And that's one of the original words the Lord spoke over us is that, and he speaks over all of us, but in regards to why are we doing what we're doing, he says, because he said, go be the light of the world. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that in this dark world that it's dark. And so if we're light, If you're talking about the word of God and the ways of God, I mean, it may be rough at first because there's a lot of darkness, but you're actually bringing light into that area. It makes me think of, you know, Rick Joyner and the vision about that sword. And when you're waving the truth around the air, it just changes the atmosphere. If you want to change your atmosphere, I want to encourage you, begin to listen. It's 24/7, 24/7 to VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and find out all the ways that you can get us. You can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. But listen, you need in your workplace and your home, just let it play and just let the light come in there. But why have all that prognostication and darkness constantly coming your way?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We talked about Robert Slearden's book, his book called God's General, subtitle, Why They Succeeded and Why Some Failed. And it was excellent to see how awesome the program went in regards to God's generals. It was amazing. It was so encouraging. It was enlightening. It was filled with faith. It was an absolute opportunity just for us to listen to how God used so many people during that time. And I know for me, my faith was completely, completely stirred. And it's just so cool, man. Because, you know, you think about it, it's like, oh, my goodness. Just one person, simple, ordinary people that fell in love with an extraordinarily amazing God.
Absolutely.
And they trusted him and did great exploits for him.
Yeah. I've got some great video today. I'm hoping I'll get a chance to go to be able to hear their voices.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, cool.
Kind of hear their voices. But yeah, it was really encouraging. We got a lot of good positive feedback, you know, from our audience about listening to God's generals. I'm telling you, if you take the moment and your time, and there, after a while, it's sort of like if you watch a movie and you go, that was really, really a good movie. And then they come out with part two.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that was really almost a good movie.
Right, right.
And part three is like, what are they getting
what
at?
What were they thinking?
What are they getting at? You find, oh, they were getting at more money from my pocket. Yeah. Definitely not a good movie.
Right, right.
And I'm not saying anything about the books that progressed after that, but it's like, how many testimonies do you have to hear
right.
about those normal human beings who stepped up and said, here I am, God, you know, send me.
Right. Right.
And these guys and ladies, and I love that because the ladies are involved, that they did it to it.
Yeah.
They just went out there and, you know, we're talking about them, but I didn't get a chance yesterday. I got a lot to be able to talk about today, but I just wanted you to be able to hear their voices, to be able to hear the voices. You know, for example, we were talking about Catherine Kuhlman.
Mm-hmm.
And just to hear her voice, I was trying to be dramatic, and of course, John was saying, you're not dramatic enough.
Well, you know, you get some inflection of the voice, you know? Yeah.
And these are available. I mean, come on, we're fixing to hear her. You're fixing, but this is available for you on the VFN Torch right now, but we're just going to let you hear. This is a miracle service taking place where Catherine Kuhlman's opening up a miracle service. You got to hear this. It's just so encouraging.
Not a man, not a woman, not a child in this place of worship shall see thy servant. Move upon this people.
And she's talking, she's praying to God right now, and this is in a stadium full of people that are just watching her have this relationship with God. It's just beautiful.
Wow.
It's just totally beautiful, but you're hearing her. This is her heart. This is the Catherine Kuhlman that we're talking about that lived in the chicken coop. If you missed yesterday, you got to be able to get it. But listen up.
I pray that the Holy Spirit shall have perfect liberty in this place. Oh, for a thousand tongues. To tell what we have experienced, what we feel, what we know to be the truth. But may the Holy Spirit come upon this people and give us great spiritual revelation as we wait in your presence.
It's so exciting to hear that, you know, and these are the ones that come before you, because I know we're talking words and we're talking a book, but now you're actually able to go to the VFN Torch and begin to see video. And just kind of just say, these are normal folks. She's the one that was willing to travel the country, sleep in tents, live in a, stay overnight in a chicken coop, just do whatever it took just to be able to. And you remember, she's the one that went through the whole storms and relationship was the end. She said, "All I have is my love." Here's an altar call by Catherine Coleman given in Southern California crusade. Listen up.
You got to see this video.
And they're coming from way up there.
People are just pouring into the altar. I mean, wow. I mean, the thing that we can compare it to in our season is the Brownsville revival, where just every night the altars would just fill up, and she's just waving them on in, and God's just saving all these folks. It's powerful. Listen,
yeah.
Come on, some of you have never heard of that beautiful new birth experience, and the Word said that ye must be born.
You're listening to Catherine Coleman give an altar call. We were talking about God's generals, and she's one of the ones that we've talked about, and you can find out more by hearing yesterday's broadcast. But I just wanted you to hear their voices. I mean, this is more of that altar call.
Stand there with your eyes closed and your heads uplifted. Unashamedly, but audibly, say, "Dear Jesus."
Now, the man that was just standing right beside her was the one that was head of the Full Gospel Businessmen's.
Really?
Where, you know, Brother Ken Summerall was going to speak when God touched his heart and it broke his heart for the father, for ministers who didn't have spiritual fathers. That's what he was going to speak at the Full Gospel Businessmen's and a lot of other names to that. But he just shook the world with that. But you're listening to Catherine Coleman, one of God's generals, as we talked about yesterday, and you can go right now to the torch, and you can see it at the bottom of the article there. It says you can watch these videos. You can actually go there right now and begin to watch firsthand. But listen, this is an altar call given in California Crusade, Southern California, by Catherine Coleman.
Come in. Forgive my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Take me just as I am. I give myself to you, body, soul, and spirit.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Use me for your glory.
Use me for your glory.
For Jesus' sake.
For Jesus' sake.
Amen.
Amen.
Just so powerful, you know. I mean, you can talk, and it's hard for us sometimes to get a grid of those that have gone before us. But remember, we're supposed to imitate their faith, those that have gone before us. And you're looking at a lady that, you know, and you can hear more of her story. And if you may be right into the VFN torch right now, maybe you got the torch in your email, whatever it is, you've got to, maybe you're listening right now over VFN radio live. But this is just going to really encourage you. If you have not yet gotten the book, God's Generals, why they succeeded and why some failed, it's just we can learn from those that have gone before us. But I also talked about William Brannan, the Brannanites. We joked around about, you know, Padites. You know, Johnites.
Yeah,
it's just a joke, though, Pat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get no
I thought you were imagining or something over there. No.
He was reminiscing.
No.
He's reminiscing.
He was reminiscing.
Like, shout out to our carpenters out there who are reminiscing today.
Right.
And those artists who are promise keeping. But William Brannan, powerful man, God's generals used. I tried to explain what happened them into his first encounter with God as a young man in the wilderness. But guess what I have for you?
What?
I actually have him in his own words.
Oh, wow.
And you can see this video on the VFN torch, but I want to hear it right
this
now.
This is classic.
This is him talking how as a young boy, what happened to him, what began his ministry. I'm talking about William Brannan, one of the God's generals, one of the fathers in the faith. Listen up.
Beautiful September afternoon while coming from the pump with some water. It was a stately poplar tree stood about halfway between the pump, and the home. Passing by there, there was a whirl of wind in the tree, what we call here a whirlwind. Why, it was nothing odd for that time of year in this part of the country, but it remained in the tree. It didn't leave. I stopped to see what it was, and a voice spoke from it saying, "Do not never smoke or drink or defile your body in any way, for there will be a work for you to do when you get older." Frightened. That's not a word for it. I ran home quickly, telling my mother that a man spoke to me out of a tree. Well, she thought I was nervous. She put me to bed.
You have to understand, you're listening to William Brannan give his own personal testimony as a young boy, how his call began. You can see this on the VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch and see these videos firsthand.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness. Aunties. Listen, if you're looking for some barbecue, you got to go get some ribs, some pulled pork, and so much more in Cantonment. You don't want to miss it. Highway 29th and go north and let your nose lead you the way. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. Not just your ordinary bowling alley. It's your community center that is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, John, I think about the goodness of Jesus Christ. When I hear about the joy and the goodness and the life and the celebration that I read in the Word of God that Jesus talks about, you know, when I hear about religion and I read the Word of God and I hear man's religion, then I hear Jesus, there's a big difference. And I hear about what Jesus is saying, and it's just like, I want to know the Jesus that Jesus talks about. I want the joy that Jesus talks about. And if you're ever wondering, how do I get that joy? How do I get that goodness, that life, that happiness that Jesus talks about? I want to encourage you. You can get that relationship. You can get that daily joy through abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to iabide.org. Jesus Christ has love and he's got joy specifically for you. iabide.org.
You know, Steve, being the church is not as difficult as others have made it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I used to go to tradition, you just wanting to build relationship and wanting to, but really, how could you?
Mm-hmm.
Within a couple of hours and sometimes what would be feel like a sterile environment.
Right.
But when I had the chance to gather with VFN, Vine Fellowship Network, it became so natural.
Right.
Because it was an environment where family can just truly come alive.
Yeah.
There's nothing like having family. And there's nothing like having someone that has your back, that follows God, that abides, and truly cares for you. By carrying each other's burdens, we fulfill the law of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, VFNfamily.org.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off. What's the name of the post on the VFN Torch? Yesterday's post is God's Generals, Are You One?
Yes, yeah, God's Generals. You can be one.
You can be one. So continue. You're listening. He was a young boy in the wilderness, in the woods,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about, you know, terrified was actually, you know, understatement.
Yeah.
The right. trees talk. A man's talking to me from a tree blowing around the wood. You know what I'm saying? It's right. amazing. But listen up. He's just told his mother, and his mother says, honey, you need to go to bed.
That's right.
You're nervous.
But she has no idea that God's going to shake the world with this humble man.
Wow.
William Branham, one of the fathers in the faith. He's continuing to talk. Listen up.
But from then on, visions begin to come. And when this comes up on me, it produces a vision. I'm able to tell people what's wrong with them and what they must do in life and the sins that they are holding back in their life.
That's just so amazing. Mm. That is so amazing. You're listening to William Branham give his testimony about how he was called by God. And so often we have those encounters with God and we don't understand. That is just the beginning. It's the intro. You know, it is the thesis for the rest of your life.
Mm.
And God's going to bring you back to it and bring you back to him. And this is what this is where the enemy attacks you. He tries to nullify your thesis. He tries to nullify your original call, which is the epicenter of everything God's going to do. And they just say, come on, Elijah, do something different. It's like, hey, let's go back to the wind blowing in the bushes out there. Mm-hmm. That was God. I don't need another voice of the Lord. That's it. You know, that's how they do it. Because they take away your grid, if they take away your GPS, they take away what God said to you, the altar that Abraham built when God spoke, then you can't find your bearings again because they're asking you to you know, because the adversary has their mouth trying to get you to create what only God did to you. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't do that. You can't recreate the voice of God in the context of that. But this is also William Branham, one of the fathers in the faith, one of God's generals that you're actually can see. This is video that you can see on the VFN Torch. You go to VFNTV.com. Here he is praying right now for a woman. Remember, God reveals to him the personal details. This is, and even the gifts manifest many different ways, and this is how they manifested with him. He was able to, God would just show him what's in their life. And it's a very interesting thing. Sometimes this thing is so, you know, when that gift begins to move in your life for those that have that gift, sometimes you can feel like that's you. Mm-hmm. But what happens is you're discerning, feeling, you're empathizing. I mean, you like feel like you are them for that moment, and you can feel their pain. You can experience their present bondage, you know, whatever it is, that one moment. And if you speak that out and they respond to God, they get set free. But listen up. This is him, William Branham, one of the fathers in the faith, God's generals. He's praying, and the personal details about this woman is revealed. Listen up.
Now, sister, just a moment. I just want to talk to you. Of course, you know it's gone now.
Oh, yes.
It'll stay that way. See how your throat clefts?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
It's all gone from her. The garter has left her throat.
Now she's been healed. This lady's been healed from a garter in her throat, and she's standing on a stage. He's standing beside her. And, of course, you're hearing old video footage, so that's why you're going to hear it that way. And this is one of those big, huge mics, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now he's going to begin to minister to her and listen how this gift moves. And what William was saying was, when God does manifests himself in me like this, then that's when these things are revealed to me. He's not saying he's doing this. He's saying that God's doing this through him.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Go on your road now and be thankful, happy, and rejoice. Now, just have faith in the Lord Jesus. Make him in your center of your thought right now, the Lord Jesus.
Also, here he's praying for a lady with cancer. Listen up.
But he knows you, and he's fed you all your life, and he knows me. And if I, your brother, and by his grace, by a divine gift, that I had nothing to do with it coming, when I was born a little baby, the first thing I can remember was a vision. Now, I want you to look this way just a moment. Of course, you're sick. And you're suffering with a condition. It's a dark spirit around you. It's death. And it's in a form of cancer. And the cancer is located on the breast.
and you're seeing, you're examined by someone strong, and it's a, you got a ruptured condition, and the rupture is in the bowels, and you have a stomach trouble also.
You're listening to William Brannon with the spirit of discernment that God is, the gift is manifesting in his life, and so he's looking at her, and she's looking at him, they're on the stage, and it, this is what we call reading Hermel.
Yeah.
And God's just, and what happens is, you know, why God does that, based on my understanding, is because her faith is going to be stirred. She realizes God's God. God can heal. God knows everything about me. And once she, you know, just explodes her faith, he's going to say, your faith has made you whole.
Yeah.
You know, obviously. And so, I mean, you can see her faith just building. The whole audience's faith is building right there. You're listening to William Brannon, just a spirit of discernment. Let's listen up.
A severe heart trouble. It caused you fainting. Here a few days ago, you're sitting sideways on the side of a bed and nearly passed out looking towards your window. Are those things the truth?
Yes, it's that all was true.
All true. Well, whatever it was, of course, it's gone from you. But what do you think that was that knows your life? Was it Jesus Christ? You accepted to be that?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I do that.
You're willing, you know that something supernatural is here.
Yes.
And if you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, as I have preached it out of the Word, and you believe it to be the Lord Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I know there's a dark spirit still hanging at you yet. It's something very serious. Yes. Say, I see you. Your name is Eva.
Yes.
And your last name is York.
Yes.
You have to understand that, and God, he God was healed her from all these things he was listing, but then he saw another dark looming, you know, demonic oppression in her life. And so then all of a sudden, God, to build her faith again, it looks like he says, okay, I'm going to give you her name. And he gives her first, he gives him her first name, and then the second name. That's what you just heard.
Wow.
Let's finish up listening to what God's doing here through William Brannon, the Fathers of the Faith, God's Generals.
And you live in this city.
Yes, I do.
And your house number is 613 6th Street. Yes. Is that right?
God just said specifically. It's like, you know, Acts chapter 17 says God chose the very seasons you live, the very place you live. But now God's using a man of God or a woman of God, you know, a servant, to be able to confirm this to be true. That God does know. And there's nothing like a faith builder. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen up. What's William Brannon, one of God's generals?
You're going home to be well. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you go and be made well. God bless you. Don't doubt. Just go rejoice and have it.
Totally powerful. Goes home totally set free and totally healed. And it's just so encouraging because we're supposed to imitate those that have gone before us. We just finished talking about William Brannon and one of the fathers in the faith. But we also talked about yesterday, you talked about A.A. Allen. Remember, A.A. Allen was the one who was a bootlegger as a kid. And bootlegging, as we talked about, what that is you know, making alcohol because they prohibit it. There's one thing you can't do. You can't stop sin by legalizing sin as illegal.
Right.
Somebody says, we need more laws on the books, you know. It's like,
that'll work.
I think murder was around before any laws were down, according to what happened in the garden or something like that, at least outside the garden, not even inside the garden. Well, A.A. Allen was one of them. Remember, he went to the board about starting a board of directors about starting a radio program, and God rebukes him for, what are you doing? You don't have no problem. All you need is faith in God. Well, this is A.A. Allen's voice right here in video, but you're going to hear his voice of him giving an exhortation. Listen, this is the voice and video of A.A. Allen.
My Bible says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen.
You have to understand, A. Allen's ministry was filled with miracles, signs, and wonders. And you're hearing an older, obviously, video and caption, but, you know, he's a man like you're a man, or you're a woman. You know, the God can actually use you. Listen up.
You don't believe in the shouting? David said, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Did he not say it? Somebody said, I know, but you're in church. Why should you clap your hands? Because my Bible says, clap your hands. All you people.
That's so powerful. That's so powerful. But you're looking at it right now. This is you're going to be able to see this video also available. This is him praying for a man who's brought up in a wheelchair, on a stretcher, and he wasn't able to walk. And so A.A. Allen's going to go pray for him the prayer of faith for him to be healed. So that's what you're about to hear right now. Listen up.
Amen. Papa, in the name of Jesus, I command you, get up.
You have to understand, because I know you're not seeing this. This man gets straight out. He got straight out and began to stand up and started walking around. But listen up.
Come here.
It was powerful, you know. He just came right out of his stretcher right there. Wow. Look at this. This is another one. You can see this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. God's generals. Are you one, right? Is that right?
You can be one.
You can be one. But this is also him pulling someone. This is more like your Smith Wigglesworth type situation. He's pulling this man out of his stretcher where he couldn't even walk. This man could not even walk. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to one of God's generals, you know, A.A. Allen. Listen up.
Raise your hands up this way. He's a great God. Father, you able to take these tumors off of this man's spine. You can move these tumors that press this spinal cord, this nerves. In the name, sort of roll him over here so I can put my hands on his back.
You have to remember, A.A. Allen was the one that said, you know what, I'm ready for something different. I want everything that God says, so I'm going to lock myself in this room. I'm not going to come out till God speaks to me. And God gave him like a list of maybe 11 things, and you can find out more about this at God's Generals. And obviously, at this point, when he's saying, I want to lay my hands on his back, the area that was sick, that's obviously what God's revealed to him for him. Versus William Brannan, it was more than the Spirit of God would come on him and begin to reveal things to him. You know, and with A. Allen is laying on of hands, so he's beginning to roll the guy over. They're rolling the guy over for him, and he's laying his hands on this guy's on a stretcher. They're rolling him over, and A. Allen's about to lay his hands on these tumors on his back. Listen up.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Cursed be the tumors on the spine. Cursed be the cancer of the spine. In the name of Jesus, I charge and command that it die and leave. In the name of Jesus, my God. Healing now by the power of God. Take the pain from these limbs, Lord. Take the pain from these legs. In the name of Jesus.
And he's going down this man's body, and he's laying his hands all down his spine, all down his legs. Mm. And this man's still laying in the stretcher, but he's got his hands up, and he's just receiving, you know, what he's doing here. Listen up.
Jesus. My God, for your glory, take the pain from these limbs. Touch him by your divine power. Let him run like the prophet of old. Let him run like Elijah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, heal him. Let him walk, Lord. Let him walk. Take this cancer off of his spine, Jesus.
And the man is just kicking his legs now. Took his legs and began to bend his legs and bend them and bend them and bend them. The man starts kicking them, and he's still on his back. His hands are up. He's laying on the stretcher now, praying the prayer of faith, laying hands on him. Now listen up.
In the name of Jesus, God's healing him. I can see it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Literally, A. Allen grabs him by the hand now, snatches him out, puts his foot on the stretcher, because you know stretchers have those wheels on them, obviously. And he takes the man's hand and just pulls him straight up. The man jumps to his feet, hasn't even walked before like this during this time. And begins to stomp around and dance, and A. Allen's dancing too. Listen up.
Well, I told you God would move that tumor. This boy couldn't walk.
Isn't that just so powerful?
Powerful.
That is so
awesome.
Powerful. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello.
I was talking more about the Ford thing, not necessarily
Ford.
Any kind of
Ford.
Yeah, the Ford F-150 low overhead type
head thing,
bump, blood sacrifice.
Okay.
that
scenes that I just think we just had another one up under the studio
up?
Because
oh,
it's still
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're gonna have to put pads around him.
I'm telling
just
you,
just pads.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
He just gets so intelligent. that sometimes he just disconnects from all things.
Totally.
And the world just bumps into him.
See, totally.
And he's shocked. He's just shocked. No, what was that? That was a wall, Pat. That was a wall.
Careful, careful.
It could be all that stuff you spoke over me. I'm not sure all that. I don't know.
I've been trying to break all that stuff. I've been watching it come to pass.
I think it's trying to break you. I'm not sure.
I know. Scary thought.
Anybody see my keys?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off. Well, let's talk about, you know, more on God's generals. That was A. Allen in his own voice and just praying the prayer of faith. Another one we talked about is Amy Semple McPherson. Remember, I tried to tell you briefly, and you need to read God's Generals to hear, you know, in detail. But here is Amy Semple McPherson. Remember, she's the one that married, I believe it was Robert Semple, and they died. He died on the mission field, came back, and but she looked out into the stars, and she's the one that the first radio station, Christian radio station, was owned by Amy Semple McPherson, and Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and the Angelus Theater today that Tommy's son.
Barnett.
Yeah.
Tommy Barnett, Dream Center.
Tommy's son is
Matthew.
Matthew Barnett has today. That's actually from her ministry, but this is how it all started. Listen to her give, she's telling how her conversion to Christ, what happened to her. This is Amy Semple McPherson, one of God's generals in the faith. Listen up.
I know that I deeply wounded and offended the faith that had been put within me. I didn't like to hurt people. I went upstairs to my own bedroom. I got down on my knees. It was a snowy, cold, wintry night. The blanket of snow was everywhere on the Canadian hills. And I threw up my window and looked out and could almost touch the apple trees that were encased in ice. And I put my hands up and I began to say, without knowing I was going to say it, "Oh, God! If there be a God, reveal yourself to me." Oh, how often that prayer has been prayed. And I believe God always answers it. He answered it for me within a few hours.
It's so powerful. I mean, she just looked out. And she was saying, "I don't want to offend anybody." And she's basically like, whatever you guys are saying, I don't. You know, I can receive it from you. But then she just turned to God and began to cry out. And God saved her and revealed that to her. And this is Amy talking about, Amy Semple McPherson talking about how her ministry grew. Just a little clip. So these are videos or audios, combination of both, that you can actually hear firsthand the voices of God's general. Listen up.
I'll go. I took my suitcase and my babies, and I started off in the night, got a taxi cab, went to the depot, and I started out to preach the word of God.
You have to understand, God calls her.
Wow.
She says, "I took my babies.
My babies?
I took the car, and we just took off." Mm. How many people said, "You know, God, can I finish my job first?
Right, all right.
Can I get my retirement in?" You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Is there a millionaire out there that will fund me to make sure that my life stays the same way it is? You know, all these different things, you know, mm-hmm. that goes on. And she says, "I grabbed the babies and the car." And we're talking about Angelus Theater here. We're talking about somebody who rocked the world, who started the Four Square Church. And the healing ministry was so strong that she felt like it got in the way of her winning souls to the kingdom of God, because everybody wanted to be healed. You know how that
is?
Okay, I know you want to be healed, but do you want God?
Do you want Jesus, right?
Do you want God? So listen, this is Amy Semple McPherson talking about how her ministry grew. As a matter of fact, I want you to just listen up. This is her explaining. She said, "I grabbed the baby, got the car, babies. In the car, listen up.
I was invited to this town and that town to preach the word of God. Preached outdoors under the trees. Preached on the piazza. Preached on the street corner."
You hear that? She preached under trees, preached on the street corners, preached anywhere she can. How many people say, you know, "Well, you know, I got to have an invitation to the dead place."
Yeah. Right.
So I can talk to them, because the people who hadn't done nothing for 10 years can hear me talk to them, so they cannot do nothing if they're leaving. Say, that was stimulating.
Mm.
She preached everywhere. And this is one of the common things that you'll find about those that God used, is they are outside the walls. They appreciate what's inside the church aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything that contains the people from evangelism and go, and they really struggle with that because we're all called to be able to go in the field. So she's preaching under a tree. How many people would, you know, think about that? Preaching under a tree. The pride has gotten so high in America, is so many people says, I wouldn't even listen to a man under a tree, much less go.
Ain't that the truth?
Go under a tree. Right. But she's talking about how her ministry grew. You listen to Amy Silva McPherson, one of God's generals.
Well, as you can see, one of our street meetings, is we preach the word of God. I preach from Canada, clear to Key West, Florida.
From Canada to Key West, Florida. And you understand, I mean, you're seeing pictures of her ministry. You're going to be able to see pictures of her ministry in this video at the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But here, we're looking at the picture right here where we paused it, where her I don't know, is that a model?
Model T or something.
It's an old one.
And it's on a...
It was a raft.
Well, it's not a raft. It's a...
like a ferry?
It's a ferry.
A ferry.
She's going to the Key West, obviously, because so she went from Canada... In that day, this is without having Hiltons and Hyatts and you know, Holiday Inns and all that kind of stuff. And look, I told you about her clothes. I mean, look how thick dressed she is. Because at that time, I mean, it was tough enough for a lady to obey God and call in her life. But, you know, if they were going to hear her at all, she had to be covered everything but her nose. So she's like, you know, she had to be hot.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There ain't no air conditioner. Ain't no air conditioner in there. Definitely, she wasn't texting anybody on that thing. But you're listening to Amy Silva McPherson, how her ministry grow. And the question is, you know, could you be one? Could you be one? And the answer is, yes, you could if you believe.
That's right.
Listen up.
By winter and by summer, in tents or in open air or in buildings.
Look at that. Now, this is actually the big tent, which is probably about 30 foot round, is where the meeting was going on. And the other tents is where the people who traveled to hear the gospel.
That's awesome.
You know, if we want, and this is what I believe, I totally believe, I can feel it in my bones, a third great awakening is coming. But we have to have a grid for that.
Mm-hmm.
A grid for that is like, this is a no-brainer. I don't care where I got to go, what I got to do for God to be able to move like this in our nation and in our, for the third great awakening. And look, I mean, you got one tent where the meeting's going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can see this. I'm telling you, you got to see this to get this in your heart. So you say, you know what? I got to get God out of the box. And literally. And then you have all these other tents, which are the families camping around that. If people say, well, I don't have the money to be able to do that. Like, once you got a tent, it's done with. You know, and nothing against the people that own hotels or anything, but it's just ridiculous. $100 for a night?
Oh, I know.
My goodness, you could pay a house payment for, you know, two nights in some hotels. I don't know why they're justifying these prices today, but get you a tent, a real nice tent, and you can kick anywhere you want to, right?
Man, they did that in Lakeland.
Yes, exactly. But listen, you listen to Amy Simple McPherson. Amy Simple McPherson, one of God's generals, talk about how her ministry began to grow. She just went under trees, and now she's in tents. Listen up.
As the Lord opened up the ways, and the word of God began to go forth, crowds came, and the multitudes gave their hearts to Jesus Christ, and the sick were healed. And oh, I was happy. Bless the Lord.
That looks like one of the tents that we had the Next Step Outback Father and Son events at.
Yeah,
sure does.
It was like three or four posts.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? Look at that. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Mm.
And packed in there, huh?
Packed. Yeah. Tight.
Tight. And thick clothes. Wool dresses and stuff.
Lots of clothes.
I love that.
And then came word from God to launch out into the deep.
And you notice too, you'll notice this too, in all the God's generals that you'll see the video, that it's all of us. It's all of us. Remember, we talked about how A.A. Allen or Co. was one of the ones that broke. It says, listen, the mindset and the segregation mindset of the church and said, no, it's everybody or nobody. You know, every race is coming. God wants every man to be saved. And you'll see these tents filled with all genders and race. And everything's beautiful.
I began preaching in the big theaters, in the big auditoriums, such as the Auditorium in St. Louis. I think many of you are familiar with it. Seating some 18,000 people. God filled that from early morning until late at night. Such buildings as the Denver Municipal Auditorium, where the firemen would have to stay in at night after my meeting was over and hunt away up in the attic, up where the electric wires are, and drag the men down out of there
and get the women from out of the restrooms downstairs who had barricaded themselves in the basement to be there for the next day's meeting for fear they couldn't get in.
I mean, you look at that, like 18,000 folks. What happened? They barricaded themselves?
They hid themselves downstairs so that they could make sure they can get in for the next meeting.
Yeah, I would have thought that was pretty wild, but wow. I've been with the Browns or we saw
right.
You and I went out there. We served people
That's
from right. all around the world, and they would do anything.
Anything within 2 minutes of the doors being opened, 5,000 seats were immediately taken.
Yeah, running through. So I want to finish this up, and then we're going to go to break. You listen to Amy Semple McPherson, one of God's generals, talking about how her ministry grew. Now she went from, remember, she just took the babies, took the cars, went from Canada to just preached. And what happened now, she's in stadium. You're looking at, you'll see this video. You can see it where she's at a stadium, 18,000 people. Listen up.
God brought people to the altar. There's 1,000 people converted at one service. We would have to have the men first and then the women, or vice versa. Friends, I'll tell you, it's a thriller to be a preacher. Why don't every one of you folks get converted and give your heart to God and come on and help me get the world born into the kingdom of Jesus Christ?
I just love that. Yes. Amy Semple McPherson.
The $50 Eye Guy, where they have everything from Rex to Specs. If you want to visit them today, they're right across from Home Depot in Pensacola. Visit a $50 Eye Guy today so you can see. The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Quite often, you know, we're looking and we're searching, we're trying to find out, you know, maybe this will actually make me feel better. Maybe this job will fix me. Maybe this relationship will fix me. Maybe money will fix me. Maybe education will fix me. Maybe medication will fix me. I don't know what it is, but something we're always trying to, we don't consciously say, hey, I need a fix. We don't consciously say, I have a hole in my heart and I'm trying to fill it. But the truth is, if we really studied it, if we really thought it through, the truth is that we have a hole in our heart and we're trying to fill it and nothing's working. And I'm going to tell you something, that journey that you went on, that you went to relationship after relationship, you went to job after job, you went after money, you went after fame, whatever it is, and it leaves you not only dry, but it leaves you shameful. It leaves you like, I'm not worth anything now. But let me tell you something, that was nothing but a distraction. That our God through his son, Jesus Christ, can actually cleanse you from all that. Don't worry about it. It's only religious people who will tell you that God won't accept you. That's like the Pharisees. That's the whole reason why Jesus came for us. You know, you've got to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. There's nothing more powerful. As a matter of fact, we shared a few of our stories at meetmyfather.org. We've shared a couple of them just to find out so you can get the different perspectives of how, you know, the people that God saves. You know, Paul said this. He said, the reason why God saved me is because I was the chiefest of sinners. And by looking at me, you can see how big his grace is. There's enough grace for you. You've got to meet my father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.